Well, what can I tell you? Just when you think that you know a little bit about coffee and you know a little bit about your machines, things start going wrong. Or did they go wrong? Or did I do something wrong? I've no idea. I pulled two great shots with the Mexican organic bean roasted by CGP Firth in Vienna that I tried yesterday as an espresso, made it into a latte for Shirley and a flat white for myself, which was absolutely delicious. Tried to do a boo, recorded Shirley's ecstatic report on it, including my own report on it, only to realize much later that the recorder didn't record. So I can't give you the full intensity of the reaction of those two coffees. But to top it all, then I changed beans, pulled another shot for Carol, who was sitting here, and suddenly the machine, my little Sylvia, went berserk, started spitting, hissing, and really didn't like the coffee that I was so interested in trying, which is the Lusty Glaze from Hands On. So much so that I thought, my God, what is happening with this machine? Then I put another bean through the machine because I thought, okay, maybe, you know, she just doesn't like this. It looked very, very, very kind of lightly roasted, and I thought maybe the wrong beans ended up in the wrong bag. Anyway, I put the Monmouth organic espresso blend in it, which I love. Again, Sylvia just didn't like it anymore, and I didn't know what was wrong. So I packed up the machine, I packed up my grinder, went to John, the coffee machine shop on the King's Road where I bought it. A delightful John helped me as much as he could. And there's nothing wrong with Sylvia, which is fantastic news. But she just suddenly didn't take to these beans at all. There's nothing wrong with the grinder. We tried a bean that he's got in the shop, which worked perfectly well. So, you know, I look at myself first and I say, where do I go wrong? When I really can't fault myself, I look at the machine and then I look at the bean. And John said to me, no, it's good to look at yourself, but then look at the bean and only then look at the machine. And all the parameters what I've tried, I've implemented, the small knowledge that I have, and I didn't do anything wrong. So there are beans she doesn't take to lightly and gladly. So then I got in touch with Hands On, took photographs of the beans, sent it over to them, and we'll see what kind of verdict they come up with. And we'll see if Sylvia really just doesn't like those beans, or whatever the verdict is, I will, of course, let you know. So this is it. My day was a bit frustrating, but honesty counts, and here it is. That was my day.